Well, folks, it's my pleasure to welcome yet another campaigner for a House legislative seat, Neil Lacy. Welcome, Neil.
Thank you, Mike, for having me.
We're going to give you a little background here just so that we have some direction for the interview questions. There'll be basically five of them. But the general theme that we've been using is the question about how you work with others. And as our background has run, we've noticed that nationally and in Alaska, there seems to have developed a more than usual political polarization. And that's resulted often in gridlock, decisions made by use of power that isn't always backed by a majority of citizens. So the first question we have then is, and it's a two-parter, really, how do you view the present quality of state government? And what's your approach to working with others of different perspectives to ensure quality government?
That's a good question, Mike. First of all, I believe we have gridlock down there in Juneau. We have one political party that pushes its legislation through the system and doesn't even consider the opposing view to it. I watched gavel to gavel last year, and as a bill was being debated on the floor, somebody would bring up a amendment, and the majority would vote it right down. That's not how we have representative government. I believe personally that I can work across the aisle with other legislators to get something done, and that's why you're supposed to be in Juneau in the first place.
Okay. How would you describe ethics in government and the money that's often connected to the issue? So, and specifically, what would you do to ensure a good ethical atmosphere?
Well, I teach hunter ethics, and to me, ethics is if you have to think about something, it's probably wrong. Now, on that premise, I look back at the minimum wage debate that was going on in the legislature this last spring. They knowingly changed maneuvered that bill to take the minimum wage ballot initiative off the primary and put it into the general election. To me, that is a blatant ethical violation. And if you don't understand, and if you don't see it that way, as they didn't, then you probably shouldn't be down there in the first place.
Okay. There's a specific aspect to this that might, as some people say, help. And there are several states where candidates raise small amounts of money with petition gathering and then have it matched with essentially public funds. Would you be in favor of something of that sort as a change to remove the money aspect from this process?
I'm glad you asked that. Yes, I would. When you're running a political campaign, you have to raise money. And that gets to be where it consumes you most of the campaign. The campaign should be about talking to people and letting them know how you run on the issues and take their concerns to heart. Yes, I would be in favor of that immediately.
Okay. Let's move on to the third question then. What are the most serious environmental problems you see needing to be addressed? And along with that, what do you see as a state role in finding a solution to those problems?
Well, let's first start out. We still have cruise ships that dump waste into our waters. In 2013, the legislature pretty much gutted the voter initiative on cruise ship pollution. That's one issue. I see the Red Dog Mine as being a major polluter long after we're gone. They would rather go and pay a fine than to spend money to clean up their act up there. We have issues of, and this is one that's close to me here, the issue of the coal mine out here. They're relying on information that was developed about Eagle River and not about Palmer. So if you have a coal mine that is east of Palmer and the west blows prevailingly from the east, guess where all that coal dust is coming? To my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. the oil industry has a permit to dump drilling waste and oil into Cook Inlet. I find that, and it's the only place in the United States that that is allowed to happen. And it just blows my mind that that is allowed to happen. You can look that up, actually. We have sewer treatment plants, specifically the one at Port Warren's off. They just skim the solids off and dump the water into the Cook Inlet. Now, our food source comes from Cook Inlet. Mm-hmm. These are just a few. The pebble, another issue. Do we want to pollute the water with copper, or do we want to eat fish? You can't eat copper. I'm for fish.
Okay. So what should be the state role in finding a solution to these problems?
Well, let's take Pebble, for instance. The state, we should demand that first of all, we need to develop our resources. There's no way getting around that. However, we should do it in a responsible manner that has at least a near zero impact to fish, water, and the land. Now, if you can't do that or design your process technology to do that, well, then maybe you shouldn't be in that business to begin with. The state needs to protect our water, period, and our air.
Okay. Now, the state of Alaska has chosen to not participate in an expansion of Medicaid as offered by the federal government. What's your understanding of government's role to make sure every Alaskan has access to health care along with some education about healthier living and early treatment?
Well, first of all, I thought the governor was in major error by not expanding Medicaid. There are a number of constituents that I've talked to that, for one reason or another, they're either under the limit, and the expansion would have helped them greatly. They say there's 40,000 people that will benefit from the Medicare expansion. And, you know, we pay through our federal taxes money to the federal government. And this is money that we've already paid them, and they're going to be sending it back to us. And they will pay 90% of it forever, evidently. This should be the right of every Alaskan to have affordable health care. If you've ever had a medical issue and you didn't have insurance, that can pretty much bankrupt you. Mm-hmm. It's important that we make sure that Alaskans have affordable health care, period.
Many observers suggest that the next few years will see a decline in revenue that will put increasing pressure on the state's budgets, especially funding of education, basic services such as transportation, infrastructure, and public safety. How do you see the legislature contributing to solutions for matching funding and needs?
Well, first of all, let's look at the problems. Our state legislature, the legislative majority, and the governor have been going out of their way to spend us into the poorhouse. There's $1.2 billion out in consultant contracts and studies. Just this year, they approved another $20 million for the Susitna Hydro Project. That is good money after bad. And by the way, we do not need that dam. We give tax credits to every a corporation that happens to put out an open hand. The tax credits are money that will be going into our coffers that we are not getting now. For the record, I want to point out that tax credits are a bad fiscal policy. If you look at Washington State, they just recently gave Boeing a multi-billion dollar tax cut and subsidies. And guess what? Boeing is moving jobs out of Washington State. So we need to end tax credits. There again, if you can't make money at your business without a tax credit, then you're probably in the wrong business. Education is and public safety are two very – and health and human services are three important expenditures that we need to be spending money on, and we're not. I see the legislature as spending down not funding education – properly, then they turn around and say the schools are failing. Well, I got news for you. Our school system is doing extremely well. So their whole idea of underfunding schools is a red herring as far as I'm concerned. I think they want to privatize schools, which is a bad thing, and we shouldn't allow that to happen either.
Okay. So So we've asked five questions. Now is an opportunity for you to talk about any other issue that you would like to before we finish up.
Okay. Some things that we should be funding. We need to be funding some of our transportation infrastructure locally. The Glen Highway should at least be six lanes all the way to the all the way to Wasilla. It needs to be four lanes all the way to Palmer. We need to quit wasting money on things like the Susitna-Watonna Hydro Project. If you look at some of the scholarly research about dams, it's a bad idea up there. For one, it's a baseline plant, which means that there's going to be more water in the wintertime than in the summertime, which is going to wash the salmon fry out. In the summertime, the water is going to be lower, so it's going to be hard to navigate. If you happen to own land up there and you try and get there via snowmobile or boat, that's going to be a challenge now. Other things is I have a problem with a dam that is real close to Talkeetna in an earthquake zone, which in the last 2 weeks we've had two good earthquakes there. If the dam happened to fail, I think Talkeetna would be washed away, and which is the bigger thing here is we do not need to spend any more money on this. We've spent close to $500 million since the 1980s. I would like to try and bring some ethical leadership back to the legislature. I think the legislature is up for sale to the highest bidder, in this case the oil companies and the American Legislative Exchange Council, which is called ALEC. That's a major influence in our state government, and it needs to end. I'm against things like the voter ID law that they tried to pass last year. I intend to vote this afternoon, and all I need is the card that I was issued by the lieutenant governor. And if I didn't have that, since it's my local polling place, the people who run the polling place know me personally. That's good enough for a voter ID. The right wing would like nothing more than to make it harder for people to vote, because that's their thing. The less people vote, the more of their policies and issues that they can ram down our throats. And that's simply why I'm running for the State House.
Okay. Well, thank you. Mike Malevsky here, interviewing Neil Lacy, who's running for a position in the State House in Alaska. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you, Mike, for having me.
Have a good day.